just don't know why. And when you don't know what to do, you come running.
Love. All right, this is Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm. You are listening to Nick Noir.
And Stavros.
And Stavros. And?
Latecomer Raybont.
Late bloomer? Fuck it, Raybont. The theme for this week is Song Before the Song. These are the unfamous versions, the original versions of the songs that you may be more familiar with. There's some, hopefully some nuggets in here that'll blow your mind, some things you didn't know, or maybe you'll just be bored. But this set, a few weeks ago, I did like a bunch of, rock steady Jamaican covers of soul songs. And so this is kind of the opposite idea. It's still this kind of like alternate universe, counterfactual, mm-hmm. what if pop music, that we know and love were actually different. And you grew up hearing a different version of the song, mm-hmm. how would that alter your life ways?
Or if the songs just kind of ended, right? Like everybody just decided that they weren't interested in that particular song, right? And there didn't need to be another version.
Well, actually some of these tracks, you know, they're like objectively shittier than the cover. and you kind of see it. It actually gives you a lot of appreciation for how someone could identify this song and somehow pull something out of it. And some of them are just like blatant ripoffs. Like there's a Salt and Pepper track that you'll hear a little later. That's just, it's just the same soul song, like just note mm-hmm. for note. Anyway. I hope you enjoy this trip into a different world, a world of, you know, the original versions of songs that you may know. Anything to add, Stavros?
No, I like this idea of, seeing something in the song, this kind of kernel, right? Or this unrealized potential. I like that idea.
It kind of makes me want to be a musician who does nothing but play obscure 50s and 60s tracks on his radio show and then create like monster hits out of these creepy songs mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. everyone's forgotten about.
Well, but isn't the point that they have to be sort of represented in a new form? If to kind of this like morphology, right? Where they have to shed their skin and become something new.
I was thinking about this, you know, what's the distinction between like a cover, a remake, mm-hmm. a karaoke version? Mm-hmm. I was realizing that, you know, I love to sing karaoke, but when I do, I'm always trying to emulate the artist. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it ends up being this, you know, kind of uncanny sort of false
tribute,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
And what I think a really great artist can do is pull something different. You think about, we're going to play Respect by Otis Redding, mm-hmm. and how, you know, whatever Aretha was able to hear in that song
and change is
the source of her brilliance.
Yes, her amazing power.
Yeah, her strong powers.
I agree. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Odin sort of reading the runes and being able to...
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Being able to sort of, you know, making all of the world transparent to himself and, you know, seeing the inner wisdom in all things in the world. Just kind of being able to reach into a song and find its heart and just kind of pull it out and present it to the world.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to be thinking about that. The runic, the talismanic runes that are transmogrified through the power of God.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Awesome. Okay. Well, this is Teenage Tragedies. It's every Friday, 11 to midnight, and the theme for tonight is the song before the song, the original versions. Tune in. Hope you guys enjoy.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of a many poor girl and me, oh God, for one. Now if I
had to listen to what my mama said, I'd have been at home today. Being so young and foolish, oh Lord, I let a rambler lead me astray. Go tell my baby sister, don't do what I have done. Please shun that house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. Lord, I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost run. Yes, I'm going back to spend my life beneath that rising sun.
Don't know just what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything with you, planning everything for two. And now that we're through,
I just don't know what to do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you, it's a cry. Go into a movie, oh, it makes me sad. Parties make me feel as bad when I'm not with you. Oh, I just don't know what to do. Like a summer rose needs the sun and the rain, I need your sweet love to ease all the pain. I just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself, baby. Turns you down. Come on back, I will be around just waiting for you. Oh, I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to do with my.
Let's rock.
We're gonna rock, 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 rock.
Let's rock.
We're gonna rock.
Let's rock.
We're gonna rock. Rock, rock, rock. Shopping, Papa's working late, the neighbors out of town, so everything is great. Let's rock.
Let's rock, rock on the clock.
Let's rock.
Let's rock, rock on the clock.
Let's rock.
Let's rock, rock on the clock.
Come on now, let's carry on. Let's keep rocking till the crack of dawn. Let's rock.
Let's rock, rock on the clock.
Let's rock. Leather
rock.
Leather rock.
Bye. would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and he's taken almost all that I've got. But if you wanna try to love again, baby, try to love again. But I know first cut was the deepest, baby, I know first cut is the deepest. 'Cause when it comes to being lucky, he's cut. When it comes to loving me, he works. But when it comes to being lucky, he's cut. That's how I know the first cut is the deepest.
Hey, this is Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm, and I'm Nick Noir, and
I am Stavros,
and you are
Raybot.
So the theme for tonight is Song Before the Song. If not the original, then at least an earlier track of a song you might be familiar with.
Mm.
Arbot, you've been kind of quiet, uncharacteristically. What's your favorite? What's your favorite track?
The last one, because that's the only one I can remember.
First cut. Because you weren't listening to my show.
Oh, that's not true.
That's sad. That was First Cut is the Deepest by P.P. Arnold.
Hmm.
Before that, we had...
What other hits did P.P. Arnold have? Tell me.
Let me Google that. Hold on one second. And then before that, we had The Strange Loves with I Want Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Little Darlin' with Little Bit of Soul. Mm. Hal Singer with Rock Around the Clock. I guess there's some controversy where that song is like a 12 bar kind of rock
and roll
song, but maybe not related to the Bill Haley and the Comets version.
Really?
Although there's another version of the song that came earlier.
That predated Bill Haley?
Predated, yeah.
Interesting. Do you know who that was performed by?
This version was by Hal Singer.
But the one that may have come before the Bill Haley version.
Well, according to Wikipedia, the song was probably written in 1952.
Huh.
And it was sometimes erroneously copied from a Big Joe Turner song.
Oh.
That
makes a lot of sense.
Apparently, Hank Williams had a track called Moving On Over.
Really?
Yeah, that's
Moving On that's Over.
Moving On Over.
Yeah.
Song very similar to Charlie mm-hmm. Patton's Going to Move to Alabama. Jim Jackson's Kansas City Blues and Case Count Basie's Red Wagon. But anyway, so maybe we'll do a little more digging on that one.
Sure.
I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself by Tommy Hunt. Tainted Love by Gloria Jones. House of the Rising Sun by Josh White. Obviously not the original recording of that track since it's a folk song, but
who knows where the origin lies.
Well, again, I turn to the pages of Wikipedia.
What does it tell you?
Rising Sun Blues is the earliest known recording by Appalachian artist Clarence Tom Ashley and Gwen Foster, who recorded it in 1933. Oh. Supposedly learned from his grandfather, Enoch Ashley. But there are rumors that it, you know, dates back to the 17th century.
Yeah, so. I could see that.
and then prior to that, we had The Diamond Ring by Sammy Ambrose and Cry Baby by Garnett Mims. So we've been going through some musical history.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you've enjoyed your time.
Oh, very much so.
It's almost half over. Arbot, you'll soon be free.
I'm chained here.
You're listening to the songs
that never work.
Your tainted love. That's funny. I was gonna play Unchained Melody, like the original doo-wop version of that song.
Yeah.
Didn't make it on the list. I'll have to play that next time. It's actually a really interesting version because it's like dip 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 dip. My darling, I hunger for your touch. It's quite good. I play it on the show actually frequently.
Sounds weirdly like a satire. Cover.
It's just like a minute 30 seconds long. It's just like super spread out, like total chimpanzee. The chipmunks.
Chipmunk.
Yeah. I was gonna say the chipmunks version of the song. But you know, and then it's just so weird that. It became like a 7-minute ballad.
Yeah.
Although that one guy was on cocaine, the high pitched singer guy from
the original or like the extended
from
version?
The Righteous Brothers.
Okay.
Oh. Probably the doo-wop guy too. Actually,
a minute and 30 is.
Yeah, he's speeding through it. All right. So we're gonna play A Groovy Kind of Love by Diane and Anita, and then My Boy Lollipop by Barbie Gay, and then the original recording of Wild Thing, which is by either a Japanese or a Korean band. I'm not really sure of the name, but enjoy, experience, listen. This is the song before the song, Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm.
When I'm feeling blue. All I have to do is take a look at you. Then I'm not so blue. When you're close to me, I can feel your heartbeat. I can hear you breathing in my ear. Wouldn't you agree? Baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love. Anything you want to.
never ever leave me, because it would grieve me, my heart told me so.
Bye. crying game. I've had my share of the crying game.
Snooping around the door. You wag your tail. being choosed. Well, I'd just like to know. Give me a clue as to where I am at. I feel like a mouse and you act like a cat. I'm dazed and confused, hanging on by a thread. I'm being abused, I'd be better off dead. I can't stand this tease and I'm starting to crack. You're out to get me, you're on the right track.
Yes, my race to run. Jesus. see.